Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
U.S. District Judge Louis J. Lyman has granted Blake Lively's request to strike a letter and affidavit submitted by Justin Baldoni's legal team making claims that Blake Lively tried to get Taylor Swift to mess with some evidence, some text messages between the two of them from months ago. If you missed this yesterday, Justin Baldoni's attorney made this harrowing claim in a letter, basically saying like Blake Lively should be held accountable for this. But also it looks like she's now trying to extort Taylor Swift by saying, if you do not delete these text messages, I'm going to release 10 years of personal information between the both of us. And so, of course, Blake Lively's camp is coming out being like, this is all inflammatory. This shouldn't even be public information, blah, blah, blah. So then Justin Baldoni's attorney comes out with an affidavit, which is a huge deal because it's not just being like, hey, by the way, this thing happened. He had to write this down under oath and make these claims where he said on Valentine's Day of 2025, he received a voicemail from a person very closely linked to Taylor Swift, where he got the information. The call lasted about 1 hour. The speaker had told him that he'd been informed from counsel by Taylor Swift and a partner, and also a counsel from Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds on Blake Lively's behalf, that Taylor Swift was basically being cornered to make a social media statement in support of Blake Lively since they weren't at the Super Bowl together. So things looked a little suspicious because Blake was at the Super Bowl last year, and stated that if Taylor failed to do so, Blake would release, quote, 10 years of private texts from Miss Swift. The individual also told them that they had been informed that they had been accused of extortion. During the same call, the individual said that they had been informed that 4 or 5 months earlier, Miss Lively, Blake, had requested that Taylor delete her text messages with Miss Lively. And they had been connected through a mutual friend who had informed that the individual wanted to talk. They had several phone calls. I mean, the fact that this is now being written down under, and this is how the affidavit ends, I declare under penalty of perjury, blah, 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 to me makes this look so much more legit than just a random letter.
Yeah, so this is a very bold accusation. It makes me wonder, like, what kind of friendship, like, if you're besties, right? And you come to me and you're like, hey, favor, can you please delete these texts? I would do it. Like, you don't need to try to like blackmail me, extort me. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need to threaten me with like, I'm going to release every text message we've ever exchanged back and forth. Like, no, if you're my friend, mm-hmm. And like, obviously if you're a best friend, you know, this person's heart, you know, their soul, you know, their like intentions. And so, yeah, if Amanda hit me up right now and she's like, I need you to delete these text messages, honestly, I'm not even going to ask why. I'm like done and done.
Right.
To me, it's not even the text messages that's a big deal. It's the social media statement, like being pushed into a corner. Like, if you don't do this, then I'm, because now at this point, you're not my friend anymore. Now you're my op.
Yeah.
Because you're coming to me and basically saying like, okay, well, if you don't do this, then I'm now going to embarrass you in front of the whole world, which I actually don't think Blake Lively would have done. But the fact that this is even being put in down, this is like high school drama. And it's like Justin Baldoni's lawyer under penalty of perjury being like, and then she said that, and then she said she would like do did this if this was released. So to me, this is heartbreaking for Taylor, because if honestly, like you said, I think if she had come to Taylor and just said, can you delete these text messages, she probably did. And now that things have gotten dirty and messy, I feel like now this is coming out in the legal space, because she's like, okay, now this girl is basically strong-arming me into having to make these social media statements, which I don't want to do for whatever reason, and is turning all mean girl. Now I'm going to let all the information come out, because maybe she did release those text messages and she wants it on the record that like she wasn't the one tampering with the evidence for this case.
I think it's a perfect example of why so many people, especially rich people with a lot to lose, never believe that anyone is their true friend, because everyone is your friend until it's inconvenient.
Yeah,
you never know when that's coming.
Gotta have your head on a swivel
all the time.
I'm curious, how have the Swifties reacted, because they are such a protective fan group, hearing that Blake Lively would have extorted her quote unquote best friend?
The difference is here is that a lot of Swifties feel like we know Taylor personally. And for me, the thing I have been focusing on is this scene she has in her anti-hero music video that came out a couple of years ago. And in it, this, the whole anti-hero song is about her biggest insecurities. And this scene is like inner Taylor talking to outer Taylor. If you watch Severance, like any and outies, like the inner Taylor saying everyone will betray you. Like that's an inner belief that she has about herself and her life. And I think when she released that, she was in such a good place. And it's kind of like, oh, that was in the past. And now to see like her best friend allegedly doing something to this extent, like really makes me heartbroken for her. It's like, wow, really? That belief that you have that everyone will betray you? Kind of true, except for Travis Kelce.
Yeah. And I'll say this again. I don't know why anybody would ever sign up for that kind of superstardom.
Money.
It's still not enough. There's not enough money in the world.
Well, no, she's always, I felt too, it, more so than money. I mean, I feel like she's like, this is what I was born to do. Like, this is my passion. I'm going to like singing and writing songs. Like, this is, you know, you find what brings you the most joy. And unfortunately, sometimes what brings you the most joy can also bring you the most pain in the form of fame.
And that's anything. I mean, there's give and take to anything in life. And this is just the cost of it. And so you got to hope that she's got people behind the scenes too that would never betray her. But to see Blake Lively, knowing their history, I mean, they've been friends for 10, 11 years. To see how this is their friendship ending is harrowing.
I've been betrayed while being broke, so I take $100
million. It's a lot easier to get over that betrayal.
A little easier.
We might finally know the reason why Justin Bieber sold his music catalog for $200 million, and it's got everything to do with his former manager, Scooter Braun. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Well, it is very convenient that we are now in entertainment buzz talking about celebrities.
What? Seriously?
I have a lead.
Oh,
you don't play that when you have a lead.
We promised the people that we were going to be playing the air horn.
When we had a celebrity on the line.
Here's the thing. I have a cousin of a celebrity in my email inbox because I got an email from someone who said, hey, Abby, I'm just tuning into the podcast. They're tuning into the segment we had yesterday where I promised that if you can get me the biggest A-list star, I will give you a $2,300 trip to Colombia with me in January. And no one had emailed me. And I felt very isolated because people were emailing Kristen when she offered $500. And I'm like, does no one want to go on vacation with me? But I'm excited about this because have y'all ever seen Bridgerton?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And it's their cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it was inappropriate use of a horn, so I don't even know that.
Inappropriate use of a horn.
Flag on the play. I would say in the future, Abby, if you have a lead, this is what you get.
What?
Like just a piece, just a taste.
That's still too long of the horn. I'm using the horn.
Yeah, I tried clicking it to go off sooner, but the mouse didn't work. So.
Oh my God.
That was a power trip. You guys are haters.
So we've got a couple of potentials this morning.
No,
right.
I'm getting, when you, next time you hear that air horn, just know
that you've DM'd somebody else.
Just know that someone is calling in for me.
Email.
Okay.
You guys are haters.
Now we're just going to be the show that cried horn. All right. Justin Bieber and his former manager, Scooter Braun, are reportedly no longer on good terms. And money seems to be at the center of it. It all has to do with Justin Bieber's canceled Justice World Tour in 2022. So due to health issues, he ended up backing out. And apparently he had to owe AEG, which was the tour's promoter, $24 million, which is a lot of money. And because he couldn't pay it for whatever reason, which is weird because Justin Bieber is like one of the most successful pop stars of all time, his manager, Scooter Braun, was like, you know what, dude, you've done a lot for me money-wise and career-wise. I'm going to loan you this $24 million and you just need to pay it off over 10 years. So apparently, Justin Bieber, for whatever reason, could not pay it back. So then through a series of conversations, Scooter Braun is like, okay, well, I'm looking at everything over the past, like, you know, 15 years of us being in a business relationship, and you owe me $1 million. And Justin Bieber is like, nah, that doesn't sound right. That sounds like you're making it up. I'm going to hire my own auditor, and we're going to do an audit to see what I actually owe you, because it's not $1 million. The auditors said that they owe him, or he owes Scooter $8.8 million.
Oh, hire another auditor to audit the auditor.
Did he think he owed less than $1 million?
He was like, yeah, I don't owe $1 million. So I'm going to hire a third party that has no relation to you. So Scooter Braun hired his own people.
Yeah.
And basically had like the 100, like came up with $1 million somehow. And the actual auditors from a third party said, yeah, no, it's actually $8.8 million.
Yeah, I'm making up facts knowing nothing about the reality of this story. But I can see a situation where Justin grew up as a child star, man. He doesn't know about this business stuff, right? He doesn't know a good auditor from a bad auditor. He doesn't have somebody around him, maybe, and maybe this was Scooter Braun before, somebody saying like, hey, before you go ahead and make the threat that you're going to go ahead and check out and you're going to do an audit that Scooter can see, let's do one privately. He would know that if business was in his background, but this kid has been a superstar since he's 15 years old. He don't know all that.
Yeah, and so that's apparently why he had to sell his catalog for $200 million in 2023. I feel like everyone was kind of like, what's this all about? Like, you're Justin Bieber. Your career's not over yet. Why are you trying to sell your music catalog and your rights for what seems to me kind of like a pretty small amount of money, considering Zach Bryan just sold his music catalog, even though he's been around for like 2 years, for $350 million. Yeah. Just feels a little bit like a low ball deal.
Well, I think it's a leverage type situation, right? When people know that you need the money, they clearly are not going to offer you market value.
That makes perfect sense.
But did people know he needed the money at the time? That's the question, because that happened all in 2023, and I feel like now these rumors are just now coming out. So it's definitely kind of a devastating fallout, considering Scooter Braun is the one that launched Justin Bieber's career, and then Justin Bieber, in return, also made Scooter Braun the management star that he is because Justin Bieber gave him so much credibility.
Yeah, and I've always assumed now, over the course of the last year or so, that part of this breakup of Justin not following him on Instagram anymore has a lot to do with whole Diddy thing, that I think now Justin's taking a look back at his youth and is realizing that there were a lot of adults that put him in situations a 15-year-old shouldn't be in. And now that he's got his own kid, he's like, that was jacked up.
Well, speaking of Diddy, Diddy's ex Cassie asked the judge for a break after cross-examination got too intense in court yesterday. I'm going to tell you why the singer had to step out of the courtroom on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
I'm going to give a warning to parents that this is going to cover some more adult and graphic content because, again, we are updating you on what's going on with that Diddy trial. Sean Diddy Combs is facing serious allegations, including sex trafficking and racketeering. Now, for about the first 2 days of this trial, or the first 3 days, we had heard from some male escorts, and then the next day we heard from his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura, and then she had so much to say that they had to continue that into the next day. But then after that, she had to get cross-examined, which is when Diddy's lawyers are going to start asking her about her experience with him. And during her testimony, she actually had to ask a judge for a break because it became so intense for her, because of course she's 8.5 months pregnant and recounting some heinous experiences that she's been through, or that she claims that she has been through with her ex, Sean Diddy Combs.
And everything she disclosed in the first part of her testimony for the prosecution, I'm sure what Diddy's lawyer is going to try to do is make it seem like it was all consensual and mm-hmm. she wanted sure. this.
Absolutely. So she's recounting all these experiences, including being forced into drug-fueled sexual encounters that we're going to label as freak-offs because that's what they've been calling them. She says that they were orchestrated by Sean, and she described these events as very traumatic. She said that they led her to a state of so much emotional distress that in 2023, she actually made the decision to go to rehab because she didn't want to be here anymore. And she also included some claims in 2018 that he sexually assaulted her after she attempted to end the relationship. So, I mean, just everything about her testimony is just absolutely heartbreaking. Of course, if this is all true, this is all alleged, considering this is all just being included in the trial. But
is it alleged? I mean, because you're under oath. I mean, I guess you could lie under oath.
Yeah, I mean, you could for sure. But I mean, I guess you could lie. But I don't want to get sued by Sean Diddy Combs and his people if they're listening, but whatever. So Combs' defense team is currently challenging Cassie's claims by presenting explicit text messages from 2009 suggesting that she was willingly participating in these sexual activities. One of the messages read from Cassie that she was, quote, always ready to freak off. She is explaining that she said these things because it was a result of emotional manipulation and fear. You know, just trying to be complicit in the things that her boyfriend says that he wants. She also emphasized that her participation was coerced and she felt worthless and humiliating during those times. The second text that Cassie wrote later in that day actually led her to want to take a break during these testimonies. So she graphically described in these text messages what she couldn't wait for her then boyfriend to do. And that's when she immediately asked for the judge to give her a break after she had read the very raunchy text. And she, of course, got up, grabbed her pregnant belly with both hands and left the courtroom.
So just to clarify, Abby is correct in using the term alleged because, yes, you're under oath. You could be charged with perjury if you lie under oath, but obviously people do that. So a claim ceases to be alleged when he's found guilty.
Gotcha.
So when he's convicted, I can stop using the yep. A word. Mm-hmm. It's also really sad because her husband is still in this courtroom. The father of her kids, Alex Fine, is listening to all of this go down. And I can only imagine, A, how horrible it is for Cassie to have to recount her memories, but then for her husband, who is Diddy's trainer, to have to relive his experience and knowing that during this time where he was a personal trainer for Sean Diddy Combs, he didn't know, I'm assuming, all this was going on, but to know that while he was employed with him, knowing that this is what she's experiencing has got to be really tough for him.
Man. Well, how do I say this? I think if he was the personal trainer, he probably had a pretty good indication of what was going on.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think he had an idea. I'm sure a lot of these details that are coming out, he probably wasn't fully aware of, and to have to hear them now that's a strong man. I don't know how he's doing it, but they did say that he took the time to make a point to stare Diddy in his face for a mm-hmm. pretty long time yeah. when he was in the courtroom.
This is not like a personal trainer you'd have at like Planet Fitness. I'm assuming like Diddy had personal, you know, like a trainer in his home. So if you're that close and you're seeing a guy five times, I know a lot of stuff about my trainers. Mm-hmm. They're telling me about their personal lives. There's no way he didn't know about this back in the day.
I mean, maybe you know he's freaky. Maybe you see all the baby oil yeah. and you go, well, something's going on, but yeah. maybe you don't realize the extent of yes. the abuse. Yes. And so maybe this is, I'm, obviously, this is probably not the first time he's hearing from this, considering he is married to Cassie now. Mm. But I mean, still to have to relive it all at once, watching your wife be pregnant on the stand. Oh, my God. Like, it's got to be terrible.
Mo and I were talking about this in the hall the other day. Like, how do you, as the husband, not like jump over like the walls to get to Diddy when you hear these things?
This would all be too much for me to have to relive it, to hear the details, to hear what was done. It would be too much.
Of course, the trial is still ongoing, so we're going to continue to update you. But for now, Justin Bieber's rep put out a statement responding to rumors that Justin Bieber was a victim of Diddy's abuse. I'm going to explain more on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The only bigger news than Big Boy calling in to The Burt Show is the fact that Rihanna finally put out new music today. The only catch is it's going to be in the Smurfs movie. All right, so Rihanna's got new music coming out. We're still waiting for that album and everything else.
I've been waiting a long time, man.
Keep on waiting.
Yes, keep on waiting.
In other interesting news, Tom Bergeron, you remember him from Dancing with the Stars? He's going to...
That's my zaddy.
He's your zaddy?
Yes, I love him so much. It's a man with a sense of humor. There's something like so comforting and warming about him. And like, you know, when he left Dancing with the Stars, I shunned the show forever. When he was host of America's Funniest Home Videos, like he's funny and he's not a try hard. And he's my zaddy.
Do you think he's a little bit like Bob Saget, where he's just like real, or was like, yeah, Bob Saget, mm-hmm, just really super dark when he's like in his personal life?
I do think, yes, I think that when you're like, if you're in his inner circle, you get like the real humor as opposed to like the more wholesome humor, yeah, from the Dancing with the Stars and America's Funniest Home Videos.
When you say zaddy, do you mean in like a hall pass manner?
I mean,
how else would you mean it?
Well, I'm just, because I can't picture it. When I think of comforting and wholesome and, yes, funny, it's not necessarily somebody that I would use a hall pass on.
No, it's not a hall pass. You know what I mean?
I'm looking at my zaddy is like Eric Dane.
No, so like when I use the term zaddy, this is not somebody that I want to like be intimate with, but it's somebody I could see myself growing old with.
Ah.
Well, he's
already there.
I have to wait to... Well, he's already there. Yeah.
So if he's not my zaddy, what is he?
Sure, that's
great. You're Gramsci. Yeah. You're a granny. Yes. I don't know. It's just nothing. I can't picture Tom
Bergeron. My Zampa?
You're Zampa.
Papa.
Yeah, no, I'm deeply uncomfortable with this. Let's go back to talking about his new show.
He's 70 years old.
Girl.
You mean 70 years young?
No, old.
They would have less of an age gap than Bill Belichick, yeah, and his girlfriend.
That's true.
Thank you very much.
Stranger things have quite literally happened.
And Mo, you can grow real old in just 2 years.
That's true. That is true.
You're going to be Tom Bergeron's dominatrix. You're going to be like, sit down, we're watching America's Funniest Home Videos again. Well, he's hosting a new show for Shark Week. It's going to be called Dancing with the Shark. So he's best known for, I feel like, hosting Dancing with the Stars, uh-huh, most recently. And he hasn't hosted it in about 5 years. He left in 2020. And for Discovery Channel's Shark Week, he is going to be hosting this show where expert divers and their literal shark partners will perform routines created by a, quote, world-class underwater choreographer. These are going to be real sharks, real divers. It's not going to be like people in a shark costume competing for the Mirrorball trophy.
Because I remember people got real upset when it was Michael Phelps, yes, versus the shark, remember? But, yes, it was like an AI shark.
I was mad because I really thought it was a race. I thought one was going to be in one lane and a shark was going to be in the other. Yes. And it was, I was mad.
As if they can really control the shark,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
but I wanted to see it.
This, though, like, if the shark is having a bad day and turns on you, right?
I don't see how they do this.
And you die literally on national TV when the shark attacks you. I mean, as a spectator and a watcher of the show, you're going to go, yeah, it's a shark. Right?
I'm wondering if they're, yes, going to choose like those. Right?
You would. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
You're the idiot that got in,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you asked for it.
Well, maybe they're not going to choose like great white sharks. Maybe it's going to be like those hammerhead sharks, or the ones that don't kill you, like the ones in the Maldives, yeah, where they're just kind of like wandering.
They're called the vegetarian sharks. They claim. I didn't get close enough to find out.
Yeah. I wouldn't either.
No, I'm all set.
All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane.
Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.